Reuters U.S. May 7, 2021 4 hours 43 minutes and 29 seconds AM. With 8 million Americans out of work, why are more companies not filling jobs? As the economy revs up to meet the rapacious demand of tens of millions of newly vaccinated Americans, employers say they cannot fill their yawning need for labor. Date: published 2021-0506T13-45-28Z updated 2021-0507-01-54-45Z San Francisco / Washington Reuters. As the economy revs up to meet the rapacious demand of tens of millions of newly vaccinated Americans, employers say they cannot fill their yawning need for labor. Take Alex Weishut. In January, he mapped out hiring plans for his breakfast and lunch eateries in western Massachusetts and figured he'd need to hire 20 new cooks, servers, dishwashers and other staff. He has doubled wages in some cases but has managed to hire only 5, most of the time, he said. Job candidates never even showed for their interviews. At the same time, the U.S. economy is down more than 8 million jobs since before the pandemic, and Federal Reserve officials say the true unemployment rate is closer to 10% than the 5.8% a government report is expected to show on Friday. Analysts estimate U.S. employers added nearly a million new jobs last month, but the question is not why U.S. employers hired so many, but why they did not hire more. What gives? It's a long list, but here are some of the highlights. Asterisk: parents, particularly mothers, cannot work because closures or shortened hours at schools and daycare keep them home to watch their kids. Asterisk: would-be workers remain concerned about health risks amid the pandemic, still claiming about 700 American lives daily. Asterisk: stock market gains have given some older workers the cushion to retire. Asterisk: some younger workers are finding jobs in new fields, shrinking the labor pool for the industries they left behind. Asterisk: many employers need to fill jobs requiring skills that sidelined workers may not have. Asterisk: employers complain that enhanced unemployment benefits and other government aid are keeping workers on the sidelines, content to collect a check rather than work for a living. Data released by the Labor Department on Thursday showed more than 16 million people are still receiving some form of unemployment benefit, now more than a year into the pandemic. We recognize that the labor supply has been affected by the pandemic, but are seeing little evidence though that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently affecting Americans' willingness to work, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said on Thursday. What's that all add up to? In a nutshell, this National Federation of Independent Business survey showed a record 42% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill in March. Economists say that if employers need workers so badly, they would raise pay. So far, that's not happening. U.S. compensation rose more quickly than expected in the first quarter, but the boost came mostly from one-time bonuses to financial sector workers, and was not broadly shared. The full sentence is I can't find workers at the wage I am willing to offer. Full stop, said ADP chief economist Nella Richardson. You can find workers. Graphic: the jobs hole facing Biden. Infographics media underscore static content https://graphics.reuters.com/us-economy/jobs/akelbpgigramnpq/chart.png. Guys, on September, over the next several months, analysts will watch intently to see how the labor market adapts to the biggest changes since after World War II, when millions of soldiers returned home and wartime assembly lines shut down. It may be the end of summer before there is any real clarity. Ultimately, as we get into September and we see schools reopening and some decline in unemployment insurance benefits, we do expect for a lot of these labor scarcity issues to be alleviated, Deutsche Bank economist Matthew Luzzatti said. Or, as Cleveland Federal President Loretta Mester put it on Wednesday, as vaccinations rise and more schools return to in-person learning, we'll get to that better equilibrium in the labor market between supply and demand. It is not unusual for it to take time for labor markets upended by a recession to work out kinks. After the last downturn, federal surveys showed employers grousing about worker shortages in 2012, when the unemployment rate was above 8%. When compensation began to rise in earnest several years later, workers flooded back to the labor market. What we saw was that labor supply generally showed up, Federal Chair Jerome Powell said last month. In other words, if you were worried about running out of workers, it seemed like we never did. This time, with the economy projected to grow at its fastest pace since 1984, the rebalancing may be quicker. The Federal will be watching what happens with wages and prices. Graphic: jobs and job openings. https://graphics.writers.com/USAEconomy/jobs/asvagemkmvd/chart.png. Back to the kitchen. Nope, some workers in industries hard hit by job losses, such as restaurants and retail, have moved sectors entirely, said Bill Spriggs, chief economist with the AFL-CIO and a professor at Howard University. Some people who had low-paying jobs before the pandemic were struggling to cover their bills even before the crisis and may be searching for more financial security, he said. Richard Bunce, 33, was working as an executive chef in South Philadelphia when the pandemic hit. His eatery shut for 6 weeks, reopened for takeout, and then shut again. Laid off, Bunce said, he decided I needed to do something different. He went to coding school, graduated in December, and had a job offer 2 weeks later. He has since had a couple of offers to get back into the restaurant business. I don't plan on doing that, he said.